Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I am so excited. You know, like the intro says, like whole body wellness, and I couldn't be more excited about this week because, you know, I've been talking about it for 6 weeks now. My online masterclass, Soul Awakening, enrollment is now open, and it has been so much fun talking to all of you about, you know, what waking up your soul means to you and having conversations with my guests. And it's been a lot of fun. And I get to talk to you guys on my Facebook page when I do Facebook Live after the show. And it's really my pleasure and my joy to get to be in the conversation of loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. So yesterday I got to spend an hour on the Dr. Pat show, which is always a joy. If you've listened to Dr. Pat, she is a force to be reckoned with. She's so fun. Anyway, her and I were discussing, you know, what this class means to me. What do you learn? What are you going to learn? And why I think rewiring your life is so very important. And so today I get to welcome my guest, Kristen Noel. She's the editor-in-chief of Best Self Magazine. And she's got an online summit coming up, which you guys is a who's who of the self-help world for like decades speaking. And so she's got a fun surprise for all of us, which we will get to later. So you definitely want to stay tuned for this. But like I said, I was on the Dr. Pat show yesterday, and she's so insightful. And of course, she asked me a very, very powerful question because it's what she does. She said, what did your pain teach you? What did the pain you experienced for 17 years with chronic pain and endometriosis and disease, what did that teach you? And you know, if you've heard me talk before, I was diagnosed with endometriosis when I was 14. And so it brought a lot of chronic pain with it, which also meant a lot of medications and just a whole lot of ways of dealing or not dealing with what was going on for me. And so the big question really is, what did almost two decades of pain teach you? And my answer, my answer was I got to learn my gift, right? And it's taken me some time. You don't live through 17 years of chronic pain and pop out the other side and right away have this like deep gratitude for what you'd been through, right? Like while you're wading through the valley of crap and trying to figure your way out of it, like, you know, gratitude may not be the first thing you jump to. It's definitely something I aspired to find every day in the small things. But now being able to look back, you know, I drew the line in the sand for me in 2012. March of 2012 was my line in the sand. I was medication free. I was pain free. I was symptom free. And that was my line in the sand. And so, gosh, what was that? 5 years ago now, I've been able to really harness and understand that my gift in all of that pain was this process that I get to teach, the process that I went through to find healing and to find whole body wellness was to learn to love myself, heal my body and mind, and celebrate life. And so that's what I get to teach. That's what I'm teaching in this class, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life. And you know, the biggest thing I learned over those 17 years, the thing that I got the most clarity on in the last 5 years in my healing was I was doing it all wrong. And so this is what I was telling Dr. Pack. Dr. Pat, I was doing it all wrong. I literally thought, and I don't think this is uncommon. I really thought as soon as the pain went away, I would be happy. And then my husband and I would go celebrate on some fabulous beach someplace. That's what I thought. And then I would be happy. And then I'd love myself and my life. And it wasn't until I flipped that idea on its head, I reversed it and said, I have to love myself now through all the ups and the downs, lots of downs, and just embrace it and say, you know, I'm not okay. And that's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And to just love myself for where I'm at in the process and really break that neuroplastic pathway that I had taught myself, which was, cover up the pain, ignore the pain, do what you can to put on a pretty face and get out there and go accomplish your dreams, which to be honest, I was doing. You know, I went to college and graduated at the top of my class. I married my high school sweetheart. I had a career that I loved. And, but at the same time, my health and my life were just like crumbling beside me. And I was running a marathon daily, proverbial marathon, not like Sonia last week of an actual marathon, running a marathon every day, trying to look perfect, be okay. And be like, yeah, I haven't taken way too many pain pills today. It's fine. You can't tell. I didn't want anybody to tell. And, that's what I mean. I was going about it all wrong, and I really had to just like embrace the fact that I was in a rough spot and really look within myself and see what sort of neuroplastic pathways I needed to shift and really stand up for myself in that realm. And so, you know, my healing journey started in late 2008. And my line in the sand was early 2012. So that's, you know, a good 4 years of learning and experimenting and studying my body, like Dr. Pat and I talk about, and I talk about in my class, studying my body for what my body wants and needs for me. And really taking my power back and being like, yes, doctors, I know that for the last almost 2 decades, I've done exactly what you've said. And you did your best. But now it's my turn. Now it's my turn to figure this out, because whatever y'all been doing clearly isn't working. So I took my power back and I said, you know what? I know I don't get out of bed for two weeks out of the month, but that's okay. I'm going to love where I'm at, and I'm going to heal myself the way that I need to heal and celebrate all along the way. So what I've done with all of this knowledge and experience that I, have gained since 2008, as I put it in this class, and I'm sharing this process with more tools in my online masterclass, Soul Awakening. And so I was telling Dr. Pat, I've broken it down in a way that I've given in each week. So first we have the refresh start bonus. So if you sign up for the class today, enrollment is open today through Monday. And so whenever you sign up in the next week, you get access to this refresh bonus material to get, you know, us intentional about what we want to create with the next 6 weeks. And then I give some meditations, and I like to give quick meditations. And so every week I give a quick tool, a quick meditation for you to realign. You know, yesterday Dr. Pat was talking about, if you think you walk straight for 1 mile in the desert, even 1 inch of being off a straight line after a mile is actually a huge difference. You are way off track. And so these quick reset meditations are all about, even if you feel an inch off, we just course correct just a tiny bit. And so they're quick. I was telling her, you know, I do have a hefty meditation practice. It's 20 minutes twice a day. But you don't need that necessarily to get back into alignment. And so I'm sharing a bunch of my like very quick tools to get you back into alignment. And then there's videos each week where I, you know, introduce the topic and share a little bit of my story and why I find it important. And then there's worksheets. And so this is all, it's all online. It's all accessible from your computer, from your iPad, from your iPhone, or Android, or, you know, however you access the internet, and it's all downloadable. So you can have it with you whenever you'd like. And so I'm really excited. And if you're interested, of course, you can go to audreymichelle.com and click on Soul Awakening. Like I said, it is now open for enrollment. And so today is all about your best self, being your best self. And like I said at the beginning of this show, we are blessed to have Kristen Noel, the editor-in-chief of Best Self Magazine, here to talk with us, not only about what does being your best self mean to her personally and her personal life and how that's evolved and grown over the years, but also what does that mean for her professionally. Like I said, she has sat in rooms with people that, if you're in the self-help world, dream of. You know, she's personally known Miss Louise Hay, whom, you know, moment of silence for all that she's brought to the world. And so just the best of the best. And so I feel incredibly privileged to have her on the show today. And so, like I said, we're going to talk about what does this even mean to be your best self? And then, as I mentioned, she's got a summit coming up. If you've ever participated in an online summit, she has collected interviews from all these amazing people, and she's going to tell us more later about who exactly. But you're going to be so floored by who she's interviewing, and she's giving us a couple of treats, which I can't wait to share with you. A couple of ways that you can get involved. She's giving away for free, so you're definitely going to want to stay tuned, because again, talking about your best self is exactly what Kristen and I are going to talk about. And so, yes, definitely stick around. She's sharing a fabulous gift with all of us. And so we need to take a quick break. Of course, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And as we encourage you to live as your best self, we've got some tools for you. Of course, if you're interested in my Soul Awakening class, you can go to audreymichelle.com. And there's definitely more information there for you. And then, of course, stay tuned, because like I said, Kristen Noel is going to join us, and we are going to talk all about being your best self. Okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio. You guys, I am so excited. I am joined now with Ms. Kristen Noel of Best Self Magazine, and she's editor-in-chief. She's a writer for the Huffington Post. You guys, this woman has interviewed, like I said, more spiritual teachers and leaders and, like, quite honestly, idols of mine than I can even count. And so I am thrilled to have Kristen here with us, to have her energy and her wisdom here with us. So you guys, let's welcome Kristen to the show. Hi.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. It's awesome to be here.
I know. Well, I hadn't mentioned this yet, but, you know, Kristen and I got to know each other back in 2014 at Emerging Women in New York City. And then I ended up being able to write for the magazine. I think one of the, like, first ones.
Yeah, I think it was
Chris
very
Carr
early
was on.
Well, that was, yeah, it was one of the early issues. But see, that's what I love. I love about, sometimes you're unsure about showing up in an event and you maybe have to talk yourself into it or push yourself out the door. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you show up. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know how those paths are going to converge and reconverge and how you're going to collaborate or co-create. And that's what's so much fun to be here, because we've been doing that along the way. And so that was wonderful.
Yeah. So fun to circle back. And, you know, you reached out to me originally because like I had mentioned, you have this summit going on, which we're going to talk about, you know, more right now. We're just going to focus on your personally best self. But you have this summit going on, and we ended up collaborating on, you know, how to just educate people and empower them to be their best self. So let's start here. What does it mean to you to be your best self?
Well, you know, that can
big
mean a
question,
lot. Big
question,
right? It is a big question. I know. It's a big question for a little word, right? But it can mean a lot of things, and obviously different things to different people. But I'm always careful about using this word. But for me, it really is about balance and understanding the interconnectedness of our lives, body, mind, and spirit. And actually, to coin a beautiful phrase from your work, it would be, you know, to create the tools to rewire what's not working in your life, recognize what's not working in your life, and to try to reset it and reroute it and, you know, figure out what is possible. Mm-hmm. And again, I go back to saying I'm reticent sometimes to use the word balance, because I feel it's really overused. And, you know, at this point, sometimes I feel like balance is often a myth that makes us feel worse about ourselves, you know, because
I think you're right. I was literally having coffee with a friend, and I said something, and about being just feeling like out of balance right now. And she's like, how are you out of balance ever? And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm a hot mess most of the time, but I at least have the tools to kind of like bring it back, you know, and get realigned. But yeah, I think you're right. It's like the magic unicorn of balance.
Yeah, maybe balance is like a barometer, right? So
that's a good word.
You know, when we, you know, having tools is like recognizing like, hey, the barometer's a little off here, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm, you know, I've got like lots of things going on like most of us. And, you know, some days it just, the barometer's off and uh-huh. that's just the way it is. But it's also like, you know, kind of like just giving yourself the permission to say, okay, you know, let me just like check in here on what's off and what can I do about it? Not beat yourself up about it. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah. Finding that love for yourself. And I think I said earlier, it's okay to not be okay. Like that was one of my mantras there for a while. I'm like, I'm not okay. And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really important.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. And it's really important to feel what's going on. Cause it's not all about slapping band-aids on things and making things better. Because sometimes we got to go through it. We got to go through the storm. And, you know, this, you know, other stuff will emerge. Or maybe we're not meant to be doing what we're doing. Or maybe we're meant to be doing it differently. But so, you know, I just really think it's like, you know, being your best self is like, you know, being honest with yourself, really tapping into what's possible, really going for what's possible, not, you know, releasing limiting beliefs and thinking and maybe things that you've downloaded or things people have told you in the past. And, you know, just trying to go deeper, higher, you know, and wanting more. That's not to say don't enjoy where you are now or don't enjoy the ride, but, mm-hmm. you know, life is about juiciness and being expansive and, you know, growth.
Yeah. So how did this all come about for you?
Oh, well, it all came about with a good old smack across the head and a wake up call.
Right? Spiritual smackdown.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like it was a spiritual smack right on my ass on the ground, about as flat and as low as you could go. And I'm not really, I don't mean to sort of make light of it or diminish it. You know, the truth is the story in itself, though I talk about it to give gravitas to what is possible, the details of that story aren't even really that important. But it was a story of my life imploding in every aspect. The man I was married to, Prince Charming, suddenly being arrested and carted away from his Madison Avenue office in handcuffs. Losing my entire life savings, my home, my fairy tale beliefs, and being stuck with a big mess, lots of salacious stories that rose to the surface, and a little toddler in tow, and I literally was just like flat on the ground, and I thought, oh great, you know, I mean like. I thought this was really, I mean, this was it. It was too late to rebuild. This was my lot in life. And it was a hellacious time. It was very devastating. But what was really devastating wasn't even all of those events. What was devastating was realizing that somewhere along the way I had lost myself. Somewhere along the way I had abandoned myself, listening to my intuition, seeing the cue, you know, heeding the cues, seeing the red flags. Do you know what I mean? That's where, you know, everybody can plug in their own dramas, their own pain, their own trauma. You know, you could just pull my story out, put yours in. Mm-hmm. You know, this may sound a bit cliched, but, you know, hindsight is your friend. Yeah. And when you can actually kind of like pull yourself back from that situation and go back and try to retrace the breadcrumbs, you know, retrace the story and find yourself within the story. What choices did I make that led up to that? What was going on in my life? What was I thinking? For me, I refer to this as my sort of sleepwalking phase. Where I was really disconnected with really the interconnectedness of our lives. I wasn't seeing anything, you know, and this was 14 years ago, over 14 years ago, but I wasn't really recognizing the mind, body, spirit connection, like at all, you know, and when I was going through this incredibly stressful time, it was taking an enormous toll, obviously, on my adrenal glands, and I wasn't, you know, and started to seep into my physical body, and I wasn't connecting that. I wasn't seeing like, oh, stress and emotional pain and heartbreak and all of this stuff has a way of appearing physically. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking like, oh, when my back went out and I was like flat out on the floor, that's just a backache. That's just, you know, I just hurt my back. I wasn't connecting it, you know? So this was like a hard ass wake up call.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, to really reconnect. I mean, I feel like it was such a blessing to reconnect to myself.
Exactly.
And, you know, and in the beginning, I thought it was all about, oh, now my lot in life is, you know, obviously I had this beautiful little boy to take care of. And I always say that was my saving grace because I felt like I didn't have the luxury of sitting on the sofa and just like feeling sorry for myself. And it was the greatest gift in the world because I didn't want that for him. I didn't want that life for him. I was like, no way. I'm going to get my butt up off the sofa and I'm going to do something, you know, and it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
You know, our healing, as you know, happens in
steps,
layers.
In layers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, my gosh, Kristen, so inspiring to just listen to your story. I can't believe we need to take a break already. But first, can you give us your contact information? What's the best way to learn more about what Best Self Magazine is doing?
The best way would be just to go to our website at bestselfmedia.com. And
awesome.
You can check out the magazine. You can sign up for a subscription. You can follow us. You can find all our social media handles for Facebook and Instagram. That's probably the best place to go.
Yeah, it's all Best Self Media. Yeah,
exactly.
And then you have you're giving away a free subscription to the magazine to all of our listeners if they go to bestselfmedia.com/free-subscription.
Absolutely. And for some reason, if they have any problem with that, they can just email us through the website. Tell us that you heard us on the radio here on this program today, and we'll take care of them.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'll definitely put the link up on my page too. So it's readily available for everybody. So,
right.
Okay, you guys, it's time to take a break. I'm Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And of course, if you're interested in learning more about Soul Awakening, you can go to my website at audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, Kristen and I are going to talk more about her work as living as your best self and share our collaboration giveaway. Okay, we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Oh my goodness, you guys, welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And today, and for the last 6 weeks, we have been digging deep into the topics of my online masterclass, Soul Awakening. So you can go ahead and head over to audreymichelle.com for more information, because registration is totally open. And I'm so excited to have Miss Kristen Noel with Best Self Magazine here with us, because here's the deal. Here's what I've been so excited about. Kristen, you ready to share?
Go for it.
We have collaborated, and her summit that starts on the 25th of September is, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about the who's who of who she's got interviewing about being your best self. But so for those of you that sign up for my class, Soul Awakening, you get for free, you get the recordings and full access beginning on the 25th of the month. You get all of the goods, you get lifetime access. And I couldn't be more thrilled to be working with Kristen on this, because, you know, her and I feel so wholeheartedly about, you know, part of empowerment is learning that you're not alone, you know? And I feel that's where, like, sharing story, like her opening her heart in the last segment and sharing what, for her, what becoming her best self looked like. And, you know, when you can see that in another woman and be like, wow, I've actually been through that too. Like, I am going to be okay. And it is okay to not be okay right now. And I can grow from that. So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about Best Self Magazine. Like, how did this come about?
Well, I mean, Best Self Magazine literally was born out of that really painful period in my life where there was no place else to go but up. And I started to, you know, I had this, When I said earlier that, you know, hindsight really is your best friend, because when you start tracing back the pieces, you start rediscovering.
Yeah.
Things about yourself, like, oh yeah, remember, oh, I always wanted to write, or oh, I always wanted to be such and such, and then I took this path and this turn, and this person told me this, and so I essentially reclaimed this desire to write. And I was doing it secretly, and I was just doing it in a little notebook, and I wasn't going to tell anybody because I was really embarrassed. Like, who's going to think that I could be a writer? You know, it was too late to reinvent myself, too late to switch careers, too late, all that thinking. But I kept doing it. And what I started noticing was that, oh God, when I was writing, I was really happy. I felt like I was getting this, you know, some energy. So long story short, I did start pursuing it. And you know, the key is get out of your head, get out of your limited thinking, get out of your excuses, just take a step, take a baby step, have no attachment to it, see how it feels, make a move. And you know what? I believe that the universe conspires with you. Mm-hmm. I believe that you're met with something. It may not be what you thought. I didn't think I was going to be starting a magazine. I thought this was really more geared towards my writing career, writing my book. But that's the beauty. Something, or, you know, things start to unfold. And when they start to unfold, you recognize, yes, this is a yes. This is what I want to do. And again, I'm not going to say that my rebuilding of my life was without pain, without fear, without anxiety, without, you know, I had to go through a lot of fires, but you're worth it. That's the thing. And, you know, and then best self, I just realized that, like, wait a minute. You know, my writing was geared towards healing myself, connecting to a passion, and helping others avoid these huge pitfalls and to develop these tools. And then I realized, wait a minute, why not celebrate myriad voices in this space? And mm-hmm. that are, you know, these people that, which, you know, I call the rock stars of the wellness world and holistic health. And, you know, you said something really great a little while ago about our collaboration, and then just collaboration in general. Mm-hmm. We need to do this. We are better together. We are better when we come on and we support each other's projects and we support each other's books and we support each other's magazines. Because you know what? There is enough to go around. As Mike Dooley says, there are enough worms for all the birds. Yeah. And when we do that, you know, people, you know, like, I've had wonderful people give me a chance. And when you get to a certain place, you know what? Reach your arm back and pull up another person. Bring another person along with you. There is enough room for all of us.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. I know, like, for me, like I said, empowering women to heal is really about, like, sharing stories, you know, because not everybody's going to identify with, you know, mine, 17 years of chronic pain and a disease. Like, some people may not be able to identify with that whatsoever. But then, you know, what if, like, for you, where, you know, your husband ended up in jail and you had a baby and you had to, like, reinvent yourself? Like, I just think the more we can share, the more you can wake people up from that dullness that you were talking about.
Well, like we just said off when we were at commercial break, I mean, this is just my flavor that it arrived in. This was my wake-up call. That was your wake-up call. It came in a different flavor and you have a different message. But essentially, you know, our messages intertwine. Our messages interconnect. We're meant to, you know, we're going the same place. We're just... Yeah. You know, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's moving in your life from reactionary mode to proactive. You know, it's moving from living your life putting out fires to nurturing yourself.
Fires. My gosh. Yes. Yeah. That's a wonderful way to put it.
You know, it's like moving into exhales. That's what I say. I want to move into exhales. You know, lots and lots of exhales.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the goods. Tell us about the summit. Tell us about the rock stars that you have collected and that you're sharing with us.
Now, I mean, seriously, am I like the smartest girl in the whole world?
I was geeking out before we got on
the show.
I just, like, was pulled up the website again, was just like, oh my goodness.
I geek out all the time. And because I'm going to tell you something, these are the true rock stars. I get more excited about them than I do celebrities, right? So for me, this is like on the job training every day. It's like personal therapy. And I get to talk to these people and interact with them and work one-on-one with them. And I've collected many of them in this summit. There's 22 interviews, people like Dr. Chris John Northrup, Mike Dooley, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Joe Cross, some people know him as Joe the Juicer, Chris Carr. The list goes on. And I try to also create some diversity so that we're covering a lot of demographics. And there's even, like, surprising people in the summit, like Randy Spelling, who is the son of Aaron Spelling. And he really goes into the depth of sharing his personal journey of transformation. And he's now a life coach and doing incredible things in the world. And there is a golden thread of story that runs through the summit. And it's all about the creating a foundation and connecting the dots of your life, body, mind, and spirit. And I know that sometimes that can sound like a Hallmark greeting card, but like, I believe that that is like the key to moving through life with ease and with great passion and expansiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like body, mind, and spirit, it's like this three-way scale. And you know, the way you were talking about it earlier was balance, right? And it's not that it has to be, well, I guess it wouldn't be 50-50-50, me and math. It would be, you know, whatever 100 divided by 3 is right now. It's not my gift. Awesome. 33. It doesn't have to be 33, 33, 33, right? It can be like 10% and 40% and then 50%, you know? And so just kind of how does this mind, body, spirit work for you? And sometimes things are up and sometimes things are smaller portions. But really being in this place of studying what works for you. And I really think that's what you have done with this summit, is you have provided us so many experts and so many voices in this industry that we can dig through it and be like you said, experiment, like, oh, with this like non-attachment, right? I'm just going to try this out a little bit and see how it feels. Does it feel good? Does it feel not so good? Okay, I'll go to the next one. How does this feel? I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, there are four pillars. It's like, it's connecting the dots. It's about conscious consumption. It's about intuition as your superpower. It's about self-love, loving the one you're with, and that's you, by the way. And these experts come at it from all of their different angles, because the bottom line is that we can't ignore the interconnectedness. Like I when I woke up, you know, like, by the way, when you wake up, there's no going back to sleep. And you wouldn't want to go back to sleep, you know? Yeah. And you realize that, you know, there's like, there's some, you know, for all of us, there's some part of ourselves that needs our attention, is calling out, or, you know, we want to make a change or a shift. And sometimes we just backburner it and we say like, oh, I'll get to that later, or, you know, I'll get to that eventually. And what I'm saying in the summit is like, what if eventually could be today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, because the bottom line is if you're ignoring your body, or you're ignoring your mind, or you're ignoring your spirituality and your connection and your passion, you know, it's going to trickle into the other aspects of your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they say, you know, you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, I tried. I tried real hard for a really long time.
We've all tried. We've all got our special, you know, version of that.
Yeah. So what's your vision in our last couple minutes together? What is your vision for the best self for the world?
You know, again, for me, it sounds so basic, but you know, it's just for the world to start connecting their dots, to see themselves as interconnected beings and interconnected within themselves and then within the rest of the world. Because when we take care of ourselves, when we nurture ourselves, then that's exactly what we're going to be putting forward. That's going to affect who we impact, how we impact, what we impact. You know, it's, you know, we're not one dimensional beings, and it's like, you know, people will look at something and say like, oh, I want to lose weight. It's not just all about the food. It's like, what's consuming you? You know, your relationship's not working. It's not all about dumping that person. It's sort of like, well, what's the question? Like, why did I get into that relationship? You know, it's like, you're feeling depressed.
It's
like,
filling,
exactly. You know, if you're feeling depressed, it's like, it's not reaching for the quick fixes. It's like, you know, what's consuming you on all levels? It's like, it's developing the tools and the foundation and just, you know, really knowing that it doesn't matter where you are, what your circumstances are, how much money you have or don't have, you can do this.
Yeah.
You've got this. You can create the tools, you know, and you can live full on.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you've done with not only your magazine, with your life, with this summit. So again, for our listeners, you can go to bestselfmedia.com/free subscription and get subscribed to her amazing magazine. Like I said, we are collaborating and giving those of you that sign up for my Soul Awakening class, you get access, lifetime access to the summit with, you know, like she listed off all the amazing rock stars, just a another layer of being able to empower yourself with the tools and the information you need for you and your unique self. My goodness, Kristen, it always goes so fast. This was so much fun. Thank you for sharing your light. And tell us one more time, what's just about your the best way to get a hold of you and find you?
Just through the website will probably be the best way. Bestselfmedia.com.
Yeah.
And
your Instagram. Super cute Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram. Yeah. Bestselfmedia. And you know, I just want you to know, it's an honor to be with you and with your audience. And also it's been an honor to watch your path and to see how that's evolved. And congratulations on this amazing offering that you have worked so tirelessly on, and your book, and all the great stuff that you're doing. I applaud you, and I am so grateful that we crossed paths.
Likewise. Oh, I appreciate it. Oh gosh, I'm so sad. We have to call it quits for the day. Can we just do this all day?
I'm coming back.
I'd love it. Okay, so we have to take a break. Thank you for joining us, Kristen. You guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, you guys, welcome back. How awesome is Kristen Noel? So much fun, so insightful. You guys are definitely going to go get a hold of a subscription of her magazine. Again, bestselfmedia.com/free subscription. Of course, I'll be talking about it on my Facebook Live when we're done. The Rewired Life Awakening Facebook group. If you're not in it, join us. Super fun. And then, of course, the fact that she's, if you join my Soul Awakening class, she is giving us lifetime access to her Best Self Summit. And I mean, she listed off some of the people that she is interviewing, and it's literally, I mean, Chris Carr, Mike Dooley, all these people that I just adore, Danielle Laporte, not only Dr. Christiane Northrup, Kate Northrup is talking about, you know, empowerment and personal freedom and financial stuff. So, so much goodness. So you're definitely going to want to, you know, if you are on the fence about the class, like this is so much added value. I can't even, like, I'm seriously geeking out. I wasn't even kidding. I'm totally pumped. I can't wait to get started. So, here we are, you guys, fourth segment. Of course, you know exactly what we're going to talk about. How do you live your life with intention? And, you know, Kristen mentioned something that I want to elaborate on. You know, she said, she put it in the context of being your best self and not ignoring the messages that you're getting from your inner wisdom, not ignoring and being like, you know what, I'll take care of that tomorrow. And I said something, I think maybe in the second segment, I said, you know what, I'm like a hot mess all the time. And I say that with love, because my body and my, you know, my mind, body, spirit connection is so sensitive that if I'm even off an inch, like Dr. Pat and I were talking about yesterday, if I'm off an inch off my barometer, off my alignment, my body is just like, whoa, sister, not right. Like warning flags, red flags going everywhere. And I'm, it feels like confusion is how I feel about it when I'm just kind of like spinning, like, something ain't right. And for me, like I said, after 17 years of chronic pain, like you feel it. Like if you're off balance, if I am off alignment, if my barometer is like, homegirl, like something ain't right, I feel it. And so that's what I mean about being a hot mess. But I'm a hot mess in a good way. Like my body is not about to go back to that place. And so it is very honest with me. And if I don't listen, it gets even more forceful about being honest with me. And it's just like, No. I already told you what I wanted. You're not going to listen. Let me tell you louder and louder and louder. And, you know, anymore, it doesn't get to the point of yelling at me anymore because I'm so sensitive that I'm like, oh, got it. Okay. That ain't right. That's cool. And so that's what I mean about this curiosity and experimenting. And that's why I'm so excited to have Kristen and the summit join the tools that I'm already giving you in Soul Awakening, that now you get to hear from more people about how they're getting to a place of alignment. And that really is my mission, empowering women to heal and helping you, empowering you to figure out what that means for you. Because we're all different. We're all unique. Everybody's path is different. But once you turn those lights on of being awake, you can't go back, like Kristen said. And that's what I am, right? When I say I'm a hot mess, but I can't go back to that place of ignoring, because I did it for so long. My body was like kicking and screaming and so angry at me that I was not listening, that now if I'm even like, bzz, like a tiny, like bzz, off, everybody's got something to say about it. And so I got a course correct. So I am giving you my tools for course correction. She's handing out the tools that she has discovered and these other experts have discovered for course correction. So you guys, seriously, jump. Like we talked about last week, like jump and you will grow wings. Your life will appear. It is so, so much fun. My gosh, I cannot believe how fast today went. So here's what I want to leave you with. I want to leave you with this idea of listening to your body and studying yourself and jumping and becoming your best self. You know, everything I've talked about on the show for the last 6 weeks really has been funneling to this place of rewiring your life and waking up in a way that makes sense for you. So again, Soul Awakening, it's a 6-week online masterclass. I'm sharing my tools for loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. Again, you can go to audreymichelle.com to learn more about it. And, you know, enrollment is open through Monday, and we go live on September 19th. So definitely want to check this out. And you guys, I'm going to close with this. Rewiring your life is all about creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways, and breaking those short circuits to our emotions, creating those positive neuroplastic pathways. And we do this one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the world through new glasses. And if you're ready for this to be your life, to heal your wounds and shift your thinking, join me. Jump. Let's rewire your life with the class Soul Awakening. Again, audreymichelle.com is where you can find out all the information that you need and to get signed up. And of course, if you sign up now, there is the Refresh Start bonus to get you started to set the intention that you want for the next 6 weeks. So of course, again, I have to thank my beautiful, wonderful guest, Ms. Kristen Noel, Editor-in-Chief of Best Self Magazine, for being with us. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. And next week on the show, we are going to talk about conscious communication with a new Hay House author, Mary Shore. So she's going to share her tips and tools for success. So you guys have a great week and tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.